And when it comes to our neighbor to the south, Chad Russell, USMEF Regional Director for Mexico, said economic growth in that country is expected to be up from last year as the peso is slowly strengthening against the U.S. dollar. And that's good for imports of U.S. red meat.
Let me turn to beef specifically. So far this year, we're up 40% through March on beef. Now, mind you, that's from a lower level because after the financial crisis of 2008, our exports of beef, due to the devaluation of the peso and the cost of beef, et cetera, went down quite sharply. But it looks like we've hit bottom. Perhaps last year we were up 12%. So far this year we're up 40%. A lot of that is also because of the lack of beef in the Mexican market. They suffered at least as much, if not more, from the drought of 2011 and 2012. Producers in Mexico, particularly in the north, didn't have a lot of good choices. They exported their feeder cattle to the States, which they did almost in record numbers in 2011 and 2012. They were off a little bit last year. Or to slaughter, because there wasn't any grass or pasture in good enough condition to support the herd at that time. So as a result, there's an absence or lack of beef in the market. Our export forecast for beef is up 6%. So might be a little bit conservative considering where we started. We're already at 40% up. I don't think we're going to end up 40% at the end of the year. I'd be surprised at that. But we're being a little bit conservative in our forecast, I think. But that's certainly attainable.
Now, when it comes to pork, Russell said that has been quite a success story for us in Mexico.
The last 2 years, 2012 and 2013, we reached record levels in terms of volume. It's our largest volume market for pork, international marketplace. So far, exports of pork to Mexico are up 22% through March. I think there's a bit of a softening of that imports in April based on some data that I have, so we don't expect a 22% increase in April. Our forecast by the end of the year is up 4%. Again, that's fairly conservative given how quickly we started out of the gates this year.
But Mexico, like the U.S., he said, is suffering from the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus.
As in the United States, even worse so, there's not really good official information or statistics, so everyone is out there trying to make their best guesses and judgments as to what the numbers might be. I've heard numbers as high as perhaps 7% to 8% down on production of pork. So the run-up in our exports, granted, were matched against fairly low levels of January, March of 2013, so we can't discount that, but definitely something's going on. U.S. hog prices, as high as they are less than what's the data tells us occurring in Mexico. The other thing is, I mean, Mexico really depends a lot on imports of pork. 38% of what they consume is imported, depends from year to year. That's increasing slowly over time. So Mexico needs these products.
For more details on last week's USMEF Board of Directors meeting and product showcase, go to usmef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.